And so begins Reality Radio. It's 8:16. We're a minute behind. How dare I? Eric, I owe you a minute. Good morning. Good morning,
how's
sir.
How's it going?
Not too bad. We've got Eric himself from the Park Falls Lions and from a lot of other things, man. You're kind of chronically involved. But as that happens around here, it ends up with a leadership position. What's your actual title within the Lions Club?
I am the president of the club. I just started my second term in that.
All right. Congratulations, man. When did the official second term start? When were you re-inaugurated?
Actually, the second term will start June 1st.
Gotcha. So the voting's happened, but we haven't had the transfer of power from yourself to yourself yet. Hopefully everything goes smoothly there. We were talking politics off air. I think it's showing a little bit. Eric, you're here to tell us about the fourth annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue.
Correct. And I could be wrong on the fourth. It might be the third.
But. Somewhere below five, but approaching five pretty quickly. What's the Bark Park Barbecue? Tell me about it. The basics, please.
So, well, we have the Lions Bark Park out on E, and every year we have a barbecue out there to help raise funds for the Lions Club.
All right. And so what makes it a Bark Park Barbecue? Are people bringing their dogs to the event?
Yes. We actually encourage people to bring their pets, bring their fur babies. Catkins will be out there also with some of their pooches that are up for adoption.
Awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. I already and anybody who listens to us for very long knows that I am an absolute sucker for Catkins. Joel was talking to Tanya down there at Wheelway yesterday, and they've poured the concrete on that expansion. They're in the midst of building on more so that they can take care of more of the area's animals.
Right.
And you guys, this sounds like a great way to lend a hand. What can I expect? I see barbecue meal options. And...
Yeah, so Kevin Schmidt will be up at the crack of dawn smoking a pork roast. So we'll have pulled pork, coleslaw, baked beans. We'll have beer, soda. We're serving it for $10 a plate. And we will have to go this year.
Okay.
That was the last year we had a number of people stop by wanting like a to-go plate. So this year we're having it to go. Kurt Olenichek is bringing his band Rough Son.
They'll
be playing all day, and we'll be running a pie auction throughout. Usually we'll do like three or four pies or other baked goods at a time. And we always have our 50-50 raffle. This year, unfortunately, we had a snafu, so we won't have the raffle baskets like we've had in the past.
Okay.
But, we still have, like I said, baked goods, food. The Bark Park will be open for the people to take their dogs over to play.
Yeah.
It's just a good time.
And you had an excuse to use the word snafu. That's your one this year. Like, you're going to have to wait until 2027 to whip that one out again. So Bark Park Barbecue, and that's taking place at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion, which technically on Park Lane, but everybody's popped out there with their kids or for a field trip. It's the spot you're thinking of, and Google can get you there if you need it to. But you guys have a Facebook page, too, I see you're operating with. Is that the Lions or this event itself?
No, the Lions Club have a Facebook page. And there is a Bark Park Facebook page, but the information is can be found on our Lions Club, the Park Falls Lions Club Facebook page.
Perfect. And we've got a flyer sitting here in front of us, so I'll make sure that it's also on our 98qcountry.com website and post about it. If you seek and you shall find. In 2026, we weren't actually talking about politics. We were talking about social media. But that's one of the benefits that, hey, if you are motivated to find info on something, chances are somebody's left it laying around for you to find. So I see that we're going to have some Catkins animals there. You guys have the food going. What I'm wondering, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have any memories from doing this the last few years that stand out? Maybe something unexpected that happens when you get a group of locals and their dogs together, or maybe you ran into a type of dog you haven't ran into before. I'm curious if there's been anything that memory that stands out. And Toby's wanting to weigh in. Our station dog is like, me, ask me. I know about dogs, but I'm just wondering if there's any odd memories that you think of that you can't keep out of mind when you think of the Bark Park in the past.
I just think our first year, it went from sunny, sunny, sunny to rain.
Yes. Oh, it's a curse around here. Yeah. I swear.
I mean, it was a gorgeous day and beautiful. And then it went from gorgeous to ugly really, really quick.
That was that was my Pike Lake laugh. The reason I laughed so goofy like that was, have you ever been to the Fireman's Fun Day out there on Labor Day weekend?
And get wet every year?
Every single year. Labor Day Sunday, every year, I can guarantee that there will be at least a splash of rain. It's usually right at noon, but God forbid you get through the whole morning with no rain, because the events always start at noon at the Fireman's Fun Day out there.
Right.
And it just, yeah, it's like, hey, right when the people are pulling up, we're going to get some rain. But if that happens, we're gonna hold it out, right? We're gonna stick with it, and
yeah, we'll you know, the nice thing about the pavilion, it's covered. You know, unless it gets really ugly.
Looking at the forecast here, it looks like 79 and mostly sunny is the expectation on Saturday. Light winds and gusts as high as 15 miles an hour. That's the essence of mild. That's like the orange bottle of Taco Bell hot sauce. It's like there's no heat to this. I mean, there actually might be some heat, but you get the idea. Mild and mild only. So no excuses. By the way, this is a perfect example, Eric, of what I think is like, if I had to explain to somebody what the Northwoods is about and what this community is, how it works, well, the Lions would be part and parcel with that. You guys are the perfect organization to highlight. But this kind of event especially, like, hey, you want to benefit local organizations? You can throw some money at them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can come out on a Saturday with your dog, buy a pie, listen to some live music, have some great beverages with your friends, and benefit the organization to a similar degree. I mean, It's kind of astounding that we figured out all these ways to, hey, let's goof off for a couple hours and Catkins gets to benefit, or other local organizations get to benefit. Yeah. It's almost like an art form up here. Like, hey, how do we make money for somebody while also having a ripping good time?
Right.
That's the Bark Park in its essence. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that you guys with the Lions are doing most of the time. You know, how do we bring positivity to the area in a way that benefits somebody? You know, I think of you guys popping up at the car show, for example, with Big G there, or just about anything you guys do. Would you say that's kind of what the Lions are about? You know, we serve, I know, is the motto.
Yes, that is our motto. I mean, we do a lot of things.
You do?
I mean, so, like, yeah, we have the Bark Park, but we also go into the Park Falls Elementary, and I'm talking just our club does the Park Falls Elementary, but
right,
the Lions Club as a whole go into schools and do vision screening. Our club does a fall gift basket every year at to the old the nursing homes and the
and care facilities.
Yeah,
in the area.
Thank you. We take on projects like we built the dugouts.
Oh, okay.
At the T-ball field or the softball field or little league fields. We built those dugouts. The city gave us the supplies, but we built the structures.
Right, the labor is usually the most expensive part.
We've redid the bleachers out at the T-ball fields out by the Bark Park. We built the pavilion, if you look, between the softball field and the baseball field by the sports complex.
Yep.
There's a big Lions Club sign on that covered pavilion because we built that.
All right. So you guys are busy.
Right.
You're as busy as it gets.
And we do scholarships, and that's only at the local level. Plus, we have a Leo's Club. I don't know if you're familiar with this.
I've heard the term. I know you guys are active in the school building occasionally, right, but tell me about the Leo's.
So
what do
Leo's
you do?
Leo's is it's like Junior Lions Club.
Okay.
And we're fortunate enough that Mrs. Corbett is able to run it in the school. Usually that's outside of school, but we were able to have it as kind of a pseudo school organization, and we have the biggest Leo's Club in the state.
Whoa, I don't think that's common knowledge. I mean,
no.
maybe more people know, and I shouldn't judge by what I know, but that's something that I feel should be shouted from the rooftops. That's awesome.
Yes, and so, and then we also, the one that people don't know about the most is eye transplants.
Okay.
And transport. So cornea transplants, like when they're harvesting body parts for donation,
right,
that's usually like the lowest thing on the totem pole and the latest thing they're worried about. And so in Wisconsin, we do daisy chains. So say somebody in Ashland, you know,
needs a cornea transplant.
Unfortunately passes.
Oh, the donor is.
They harvest the donation.
Yep.
Somebody from Ashland will bring it to Park Falls. Park Falls will take it and they'll hand off the box, and then the person in Park Falls will go to Minocqua, and then they'll daisy chain it all the way down to Madison. And they have to do that because to be viable, it has to happen within
right?
24 hours.
Well, and see, that's a person might hear that and think, yeah, that sounds like, you know, it sounds like the kind of thing that your group chat could organize in a couple hours. First of all, wrong. The coordination of transportation between two people is a nightmare, right? Let alone three or four. And I'm sure if you've been involved in any of those, you've immediately become aware that, oh, wow, lining up schedules. And because, I mean, the thing is, there's a lot of Lions out there in a lot of Lions clubs, but nobody's full-time job is being a member of the Lions Club.
Correct.
So finding the time for that transportation, right, you know, that Ashland to Park Falls, sure, okay, an hour and a half, but where in the schedule does it go? You know, so right, it's a careful coordination. And that is, see, and I get it. I get why cornea transplants might be lower on the list than vital organs. You know, it's cornea is not going to save anybody's life who would die without it. Mm-hmm. That said, it is, I mean, it's the difference in the tone of the rest of your life. You know, if you're, because, and like I said, the cold logic is you can live without sight, but, you know, you can't just write that off. You know, I am incredibly, I admire the heck out of the decision that you guys have made to, hey, you've recognized that there is an opportunity, you've recognized that you're capable of filling the role, and you've decided, hey, let's do it. You know, as I get older in life, I've realized that there's a lot of value in looking around, realizing what's possible, realizing that you're capable of doing it, and pulling the trigger. And just doing that. So I'm sure that you guys have worked with organizations, you know, with medical groups, and I'm sure there's approvals that have to take place, but...
And at we don't do it through the local level, that's through the state level.
Okay, so gotcha. Well,
we just have to answer the phone and say, yeah, we can do it.
Hey, that said, there's a willingness there. There's the coordination there, and the state level wouldn't be able to, you know, the state needs the locals to actually do the legwork.
Right.
And so I appreciate the humility in that statement, but man, I think you guys deserve a pat on the back for your involvement in that. I mean, every Lion, whether they end up on one of those transports, knows that it's something that you guys do before they join the club. So there's that. I love when Big G mentions that we serve, and indeed you do. It takes every single form. I don't think, you know, is there a job you guys would turn down? I'd imagine if somebody needed a latrine dug, the Lions might be interested if it's for the benefit of the community. Not to belittle the digging of latrines, you know,
right,
one of the most important jobs in history. But you know, I've seen Lions sweeping floors at random events. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it needs done, and I'm capable of it, and I've got the time. That's a beautiful mentality. So thank you on behalf of the community for being Lions and doing what you guys do. What else is upcoming? You know, let's look a little ahead. We got the Bark Park, but what's down the horizon?
After the Bark Park, honestly, our next big event will be the radio auction.
I knew you were going there. And, I knew you were going there.
Yep. And you've been with us, what, the last 3 years?
I think it's just been two. Is it two? See, I have officially worked here long enough where I'm not sure on those answers. Right. That's perfect. It's been either two or three, and I think it was probably just two now that I've done with you. But it's gone better both times, and we've got new equipment that's going to make it even smoother this year. And man, I can't wait, because that's become like a kind of a, I don't know, a stepping stone on the course of the year for me. When the Lions auction rolls around, that gets me in the holiday season, I'll admit.
Yeah, no, that really does. It's when that auction rolls around, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I better finish up Christmas shopping because that means it's, you know, it's coming close.
Yes, absolutely. It just, well, and you know, it's always downhill once you get to those closer months. It seems like they accelerate. But that the auction is the, okay, step back, zoom out, plan. Let's go to Rhinelander, buy a couple gifts quick, and that way I can't say that I totally forgot. That said, we are definitely getting ahead of ourselves, because that's what you guys do at the Lions. You're planning for the future. You're helping the community. That radio auction's off in the distance, but much closer. And in fact, this weekend, on Sunday, it's the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. Yeah. Bring your pets, relax with a fun, stress-free afternoon, live music from Kurt Olenicek and Ruff Son, they're called?
Yes, Ruff Son.
Ruff Son and Kevin Schmidt's going to be barbecuing, and you will reap the benefits, believe me. Hours spent smoking, that means a nice short moment for you to enjoy, oh, the bliss of smoked barbecue meats. Yep. Absolutely love it. Eric, is there anything you'd like to touch on before we wrap up today?
No, I guess it's going to be a good time. Portion of the proceeds will go to Catkins.
All right.
And, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
$10 gets you a pork barbecue meal at the Tascobia Trailhead Pavilion, and that means it's still going on if it rains.
Yes.
Get there.
It's a big meal. I mean, you can't go anywhere and get a $10 meal anymore.
Well, and they'll pack it into a to-go for you, yes, too. So all the options available. You can benefit the organizations, yeah, who deserve it, Catkins and other local groups who benefit from what the Lions do. Well, hey, Eric, thank you for giving us a moment this morning. And again, thank you for being a Lion and doing what you guys do.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We'll talk with Eric again, whether it's at the radio auction or sooner. Hopefully it's sooner than that. But for now, Reality Radio continues. We'll be talking to Nick about the Kenan Georgetown Fire Department truck tractor pull. From dogs at the park to trucks and tractors on the dirt, it must be summer when we've got these kind of activities available just days apart from each other. Stay tuned. More from the local on Reality Radio on 98Q.